Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 22nd regarding Waltia, W-A-L-T-I-A, Bale, B-A-I-L-E. Waltia Bale is a 49-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/13/19. Apparently she slipped in a pothole covered by water and fell. Apparently she believes she injured her back, left foot, and ankle and was seen at urgent care the same day. Here she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fractured ankle and tarsal tunnel syndrome. Here she initially utilized a boot but ultimately underwent tarsal tunnel release surgery in July of 2020. Period. New paragraph. Insert the summary of records we've already provided and incorporate. She was last seen by the podiatrist at Regional Orthopedics on 11/10/20. Period. She was wearing sneakers and had returned to work. Period. She had well-healed scar without excessive scar formation. Period. She had negative tenals, although there was some pain noted in the arch area. Period. There was no sensitivity over the incision site. Period. Ultrasound revealed small avulsion off of the fibula, as well as posterior tibialis tendonitis. Period. EMG revealed low lumbar dorsal root nerve irritation. Period. The MRI had revealed a partial tear of the deltoid ligament, as well as partial tear of the ATFL. Period. Dr. BRZOZOWSKI opined she had reached maximum medical improvement and would follow up as necessary. Period. She was still working a full day but had some pain at the end of it. Period. New paragraph. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 5/21/20. This found that she did not perform the FCE with maximum effort. But at a minimum, she was deemed capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. Insert the usual comments. New paragraph on 7/9/70. Dr. Brzezowski performed left tarsal tunnel release surgery for postoperative diagnosis of tarsal tunnel syndrome. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Lower inspection revealed a 1.5-inch linear scar on the left medial hind foot. That was oblique in orientation. Period. There was minimal swelling, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. She was tendered to palpation on the scar, but there was none on the right. Period. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a mild, non-reproducible limp on the left without a handheld assisted device. Period. She was able to walk on her heels without discomfort and walk on her toes with discomfort on the left. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 45 degrees, complaining of left knee tenderness. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side band were accomplished fully in all spheres without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5/13/19. Waltia Bale slipped and fell in the parking lot at work. Period. She was seen at urgent care the same day. And was placed on crutches and a knee sleeve. Period. This actually was on 5/14/19, the day after the subject event, and when she was seen in the emergency room. Period. She did have x-rays at the emergency room, as noted above. Period. She came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Khan, K-A-H-N, who had her undergo MRI of the lumbar spine and left ankle to be inserted here. Second paragraph, the petitioner then came under the podiatric care of Dr. Brzezowski, period. Continued conservative care was rendered. Period. She had a second opinion evaluation by Dr. Daniel relative to surgery, period. She had electrodiagnostic testing that showed bilateral low lumbar dorsal nerve root irritation, comma, mild in severity. Period. There was no evidence of peripheral neuropathy, entrapment neuropathy, or myopathy. Period. She also was seen by Dr. Clinton. And then Dr. Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D. Period. She accepted an injection to her lower back. Period. Ultimately, she had surgery by Dr. Brzezowski involving dorsal tunnel release. Period. The petitioner participated in an FCE but did not perform it with maximum effort. Period. The paragraph, her current exam found there to be mild swelling of the left ankle. Period. There was 4-inch motion and heel scarring about the medial hind foot, which was tender to palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the feet, ankle, and knees were negative. Period. She had a mild, non-reproducible limp with ambulation. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left leg or back. Period. She remains highly functional, as seen in her ability to return to her full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.